Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Very, very cool. Today is a pre-record. We do that when our guest is outside of North America. The time differences and everything, just it and scheduling, it gets to be a real crazy situation. So it's just easier if we pre-record it via Skype and... you know, then we can put it together and do it, you know, especially with my crazy schedule this time of year. And you know, it's easier. So, a lot of fun. This week, I was so very cool to hang out with one of my favorite people, Klaus Brohin. He is the lead singer for the fantastic band Beseech. But this is a new project he's got going on. And again, I'm going to try to say it, but I probably am not saying it very well. Svarta Sanagar, which is Swedish, of course. And in English, that means black truce. How about that? How about that? Kind of gives you an idea of what they're going. This is a very, very cool project. And I was able to sit down with Klaus earlier this week. And he told me all about it, and I am just so excited about Capital One. That's the new album, the new EP, and from Svarta Sanagar. Hopefully I'm saying that right. I did my best, man. I did my best. Here it is, folks. Check out the interview. Very, very cool stuff.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jamie, how are you?
Good. Okay, I'm just checking here. Yeah, everything's recording great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Knock on wood. I can't believe it. No, that's a good thing. So, Klaus, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been good. And now I'm back with a new band.
I know. It's amazing. Well, that's great. That's great. And you brought one of the fellows from Beseech with you too, right?
Yeah, it's the drummer Håkan. He is also the drummer of Beseech. So yeah, nice. We teamed up really well with two other guys from the same hometown as we. So this is a local band with four music lovers doing our thing, sort of.
Well, it's fantastic. I was reading the write-up on your Facebook page, and man, I gotta get a Rosetta Stone and learn some Swedish because this sounds amazing. The manuscript to an Italian horror movie. How cool is that?
Yeah, we wanted to, it's very different from the stuff that I write in Beseech. When I write lyrics in Beseech, it's mostly about my own life and tragedies and losses that has happened to me or related family. But for this new band, we have created some sort of a horror B-movie backstory for it. So it's very different to write fiction if you compare to write about your own life. And this was a real challenge for me, as well as trying to write lyrics and music where I sing in Swedish.
Right. Because you're used to singing in English.
Well, yeah, it just happened when I first started a band, like Beseech in 92, that was when I started to write songs for real. And since the other big artists, you know, the big names in metal, there was a lot of death metal and thrash metal, and lots of those bands, they sang in English, so that's how I started to write my own music. And when we started this band, I needed like a new challenge. And and for this band, I have also stepped down from the writing riffs. Jonas, our guitar player, is handling that stuff now. So we somehow have find a really good chemistry between us, so that when our ideas meet, it turns out great, I think.
Well, that's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. Let me ask you, I know a lot of European folk speak a whole bunch of different languages. Swedish is your first, because that's where you grew up, right? I mean, that's how you think, is probably in Swedish. But it's just different for music, though, because you're so used to doing it the other way.
Sweden, most kids learn English early in school, so this is like a second language to us, even if I'm not using it on a daily basis. But most people from Sweden, we know English pretty well, even if we are not speaking as good as you are, obviously.
Well, your English is pretty great. I tell you, that's nice to know for the tourists, because, man, I tell you, most Americans can barely speak English. No, I shouldn't say that. I'll get emails. But you go to somewhere like France or something, you know, you're out of... I went to China, and man, you're out of...
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I don't know, Sweden's always been kind of cutting edge, though. They're kind of on it, you know, like right there. Kind of leaders and things like that, multilinguistic and the like, and the arts too, and like the metal scene. I've said this before, Klaus. I don't know what it is with the Swedes, the Swedish. You guys wake up and it's like, oh, we can write a hit song right now. Let's go, and you do. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, maybe. I think that. When I grew up, I got the opportunity to rehearse at like a youth center, and in Sweden, everyone at a low age will get a chance from governmental founded youth centers and stuff. So one reason why there are so many metal bands and music in general that coming from Sweden is because everyone that is interested when they are young will get the chance to practice.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's how it should be. That's how it should be everywhere. You know, it's music's so important. It the arts in general. You know, it you get to think outside the box if you're.
Culture. I mean, it doesn't have to be. The commercial side of it, there are so many good things for our well-being to both produce culture, but also how we consume it.
Right.
And to be able to consume culture, there of course must be great culture to consume.
Well, and that's awesome, you know, and so, you're providing
it's like
that.
Yeah, it's like a culture ecosystem in Sweden that is working.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Among many other things you guys have going over there, you know, healthcare, education, you know, government running, you know, there's a lot of things we could learn here in the States from Sweden, I feel, personally. And I've never even been there. I just know a lot of people from there.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. So that's cool. So you got the guys together. You said, man, we're gonna do this. We want to go a different direction than Beseech. And you did. Not only singing in Swedish, but also the theme and whatnot. Very cool. How'd you guys come up with that? Just sitting around throwing ideas around, or was this something you had in your mind for a while?
Yeah, me and Jonas, the guitar player, we have known each other for like many years, and we have played together in some local projects before, and I knew from the beginning that Jonas is a real great riff master, sort of. Mm-hmm. And then since Besiege has taking the direction to become more like a project than a real band that rehearse every week, we thought of why not give it a try. Mm-hmm. and then when we talked about this, Jonas has also hooked up with our bass player Matthias. And then I also knew that Håkan also wanted to have like a more steady band that is playing regularly. So, and then when we started playing, it was like magic to us.
That's awesome.
Everything felt right from the beginning, and I also like the idea of having four music lovers in the same room that knows how to play their instrument. So yeah, everything has been so smooth with these guys. Well, so I'm really proud of the results also.
Oh yeah, and that's usually a good indicator that things are, that's how it's supposed to be. Things are right in where they need to be. You know, with any type of creative thing. I know when I'm working on a painting, if everything's just clicking, I'm like, ooh, I get a feeling. You know, I'm like, oh, this is great. Hasn't always been right, but the majority of the time it is.
Yeah,
well, you know, after you do anything long enough, you start getting, well, you know how it is. you start getting a feel for it.
Yeah, I can imagine that a painting can take ages to... To complete.
Now, sometimes it does. Sometimes it's a lot quicker, but you just got to keep going at it, you know. And so it's. Oh, I'm sorry. There was a. This computer just made a weird noise, and but everything is okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. You know how that is. Oh man. But yeah, it's very cool, and I like the tracks. Like I said, they're in Swedish, so. And I don't speak Swedish, but man, I like the vibe and the feel, and it's very cool listening to it, because I just like hearing that feel that's going through, and the music's fantastic, you know. I mean, but I figured it would be. You guys are all, you know, top rated, you know, musicians. You know, you've been doing this. You know how to bring it.
Yeah, we've done it for a couple of years now, so
yeah, you know.
But I also think that doing it in Swedish, I don't know what you think, but we, from the beginning, we didn't expect that the interest would be bigger outside Sweden than in Sweden. Because somehow the Swedish vocals have created some kind of vibe that... many people find exotic.
Yeah. And they dig it. And I can see that, you know, because it happened to me. I was listening to it and I'm like, man, this is cool. This is very cool. And that's a good thing, you know, that's a good thing. Now, are you going to be touring with the band and what? And I should say, I'm going to try to say the name of the band, ladies and gentlemen. I'm probably going to mess it up. So prepare yourself, Klaus. This may be painful.
Give me your best shot.
Savarta Sanagar?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I can do it also one time.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Svarta Sanagar.
Ah, that's better. I like that. Oh, man, that's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
And also, since we are doing it in Swedish, we have also translated the lyrics, which can be found at our website. So if someone is interested in what the hell are they singing about, really, then they can look at it at our website.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And learn a little Swedish there. There you go. How'd you learn your Swedish? Well, I was listening to this metal band. And
yeah, it's a great start. The thing about demons and pentagrams and stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And here, folks, is the exciting new single from the band, Pentagrammet. I'm probably saying that wrong as well. But regardless, it's a fantastic track. Very, very cool track. I like it a lot. Check it out.
You're still can't move.
And there it was, folks. That's the new one, brand new single, the first single off the Capital One album from Savarta Sanagar, Pentagrammet. Fantastic, fantastic track. Like I said, I'm probably messing up these Swedish words, but I'm doing my best. But yeah, man, it's very, very cool. And they, if you can pick this up, it's out now. It's everywhere. The entire album in Capital One. And you can also get to it and whatnot via Savarta Senegar's website, which I'm going to spell out for you because, so grab a pencil, burnt piece of wood, whatever you got to do, man. A bloodied arm. No, I'm kidding, of course. But here it is. Here's the website. We have a link up as well. But the website is SVARTASANNINGAR.SE. Very, very cool. And you get over there, and if you like Pentagrammet, that's the first track off of the EP. There's four more to go. But the cool thing we're going to talk about on the coming up in the interview and everything is the website itself, in addition to the fantastic music, because there's all this cool stuff. And, well, here, we'll let Klaus tell you all about it. Back to the show. Now, is the metal scene, let me ask you this, is the metal scene still just popping along there in Sweden? Because it's here in the States, it's kind of in pockets, you know, that certain cities have more of a scene than other cities, and but there seems to be fans all over the place, you know?
Yeah, I think that the more extreme or underground metal music, it attracts people in lots of different countries, so there isn't like a real city or area for our kind of music. It's more like it's spread out all over the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I guess that some kinds of music that are more commercial can be related to some countries and stuff like that, but the underground movement it has been worldwide since the days of tape trading.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting you say that, and that brings me to an interesting point. I like the lyric videos you guys have put out on YouTube with the cassette tape. It took me back when I saw that. I said, "Oh man, this is." I remember being a kid, you know, I'm a child of the 80s, so there were so many times, that's how I got music. Somebody would say, hey, check this out, and hand you a cassette tape, you know, and there was sometimes there was some really cool stuff on it, sometimes not, but this time there was. How'd you come up with that idea?
It was Jonas' idea. Mm-hmm. He's like he and Matthias, they are like the art directors in the band, and
and
we also wanted to capture some of the late 70s feeling. Mm-hmm. All over in what we're doing, since I don't know if you have read about our backstory about this occult society that were active in Sweden in the late 70s.
No.
So yeah,
tell me about it.
You have to check it out, then. It's
on the website.
We actually when we started the band, we realized that we needed to build our lyrics on some kind of content.
I like it.
So we started to write on this story, and we also looked at a natural that actually took place in Sweden in 1977.
Mm.
And it is called Veraset. It was on an island outside Gothenburg. It was like a big landslide over an area. And through our backstory, we somehow created a fictive conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. how that disaster actually took place. So we created a world based on the multinational dirty big corporations,
right, corruption.
That
this is, yeah, I'm reading it right now. This is cool.
Yes, so they actually,
this has to be a movie, man.
Yeah, who knows. and then somehow this occult society called Svarta Sanningar, they started to have affairs with an investment company called PBCL Investments,
mm-hmm.
who actually made a land deal in the area of Tuve, and their official reason why they started to mining metals was because they wanted to have a business in the area, and then while later this big landslide took place at the same position where they were mining metals. So for some people that looks up the backstory, right, some parts of it are true. But we have added some fiction into it to make it more exciting. So that's the storytelling from our side to make it like a manuscript to an Italian horror B movie.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I just read it, and as you were saying, as I was following along and I was reading that, I'm like, man, this is involved. This is cool. This is very cool. And yeah, it gets into all kinds of stuff, from ritual suicide to the pentagrams. And, man.
Yeah, you know, it's like
Necromantics. Great name for a punk band, for a goth band. There probably already is one, I imagine. After death experiments. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. This is cool. This is cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date.
You play the oboe.
Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah!
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some
really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, did it take you guys a long time to come up with, to build that infrastructure, this background, this backstory?
It took us a while, and we have rearranged it many times, and I also got some tips from a friend of mine that it's really into storytelling, how to create tactics for the story, but it's mostly me and Matthias, our bass player, who has written most of it. So, nice. It's sad that many bands doesn't realize the importance to be able to tell a real story if they are into fictive kind of lyrics. Right. I mean, there are some really cheesy bands that are into fantasy and whatever, singing about dragons and stuff. But that's
I think I know it, who you're
it feels
about.
So boring, if you know what I mean.
Well, and it's just it seems after reading this, it almost seems lazy. Because there's a lot of work that went into this, man. And I think it's cool. And it supports what you're doing. It gives a good foundation for the building that's coming on top of it, you know? And I think that's fantastic. And it just goes to show the dedication you guys have as artists to the project, you know, into the band. That's amazing. And the record. That's amazing. Are you guys going to be touring in support of this, do you think? Or is it just studio stuff for now?
From till now, it has mostly been studio stuff. Mm-hmm. We haven't played live with these bands, and we are looking at our options to do that more in next year.
Nice.
And but since we are doing this on our own, it's an underground release, and mm-hmm. It's a DIY production. So we don't have a label backing us up,
right.
And
Writing big checks. Right.
Yes. Yeah, so for now on, we need to find some partners, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a promoter, booking agents, or whatever, our first step is to play live in Sweden, because mm-hmm. it's much more easy for us. And not so to cut down on expenses for traveling and stuff, but I mean, if someone asks us if they want something over the ordinary, we are really very interested to look on options all over the world.
Oh, that's amazing! That's amazing, and this will all come. Because this is one of those, I can already tell that this is going to be one of those projects, especially the album and whatnot in this story, where it just builds and builds, like an avalanche, you know? Do you guys plan on doing more records, more albums in the same vein, following along the story?
Yes. The progress of Capital 2, Swedish Chapter 2.
Mm.
So the first EP is Chapter 1, and we are working on the next one called Chapter 2. It's already in progress, but I can't reveal any details from the backstory
right.
yet, but I can guarantee you that everything is pointing to this big company within the medicine business called Atravs Medical.
Mm. Mm. Now, see, and this is one of the things I think that this is so resonates so well is that, you know, I'll tell you, Klaus, a couple of years ago, I would say, well, you know, negative utopian science fiction and stuff. Man, we're living in that world, you know, it's like every day, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't want to know how bad it is, but yeah, I have yet to see them invoking demons in reality, but I've learned over the past 2 years not to be surprised at anything. Totally could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's Twitter's made me afraid. Well, this is cool, man. This is very cool. And we have links and everything up to the website, of course. And I like this from, and even the graphic imaging you guys are doing with the suits and the briefcase, the glowing inside of the briefcase. What's in that briefcase? Why is it glowing? Something bad, I bet.
It's some creepy ass documents.
Exactly. I learned as a young kid watching Indiana Jones, don't look inside the box. Doesn't end well. Your face could melt. Well, this is cool. This is very cool. And you guys already have you put some merch out as well, which people can get there at the website. And this is cool, man. I like this these graphics and stuff that you have on the merch. It's very
we are a very graphic band, actually. Both me and Jonas, we did work at the same advertising agency in the past, and back then I was a graphic designer and art director, and Jonas is still working on web design. And Matthias, our bass player, who has done our logo and t-shirts, the illustrations. Mm-hmm. An interesting side story to Matthias, actually, is that he has won prizes for the Twin Peaks conventions.
Oh, really?
To create, like... the design of the year. Yes, I think he's won that competition one or two times.
That's fantastic. That is so cool. Well, and folks,